USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Ida hit landfall Sunday stronger than Hurricane Katrina 16 years earlier to the day. In fact, it was tied for fifth as the strongest hurricane to make landfall in the United States since records have been kept. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards tells Fox News the multi-billion-dollar levee system is paying off.
You have to remember that in Hurricane Katrina 16 years ago, it was really the failure of the levee that caused the worst part of that disaster by far. What I can report tonight is the hurricane risk reduction system, the protection system that has been really very much strengthened in the 16 years since Katrina. By the way, about $14 billion worth of investment there. It's holding up extremely well.
Officials confirmed that New Orleans had lost all power due to catastrophic transmission damage from the storm. President Biden pledged a full recovery for areas hit by Hurricane Ida. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
The President and First Lady were present when the remains of American soldiers killed in Afghanistan last Thursday landed on American soil. Jeremy Scott reports.
President Biden, First Lady Jill, and Defense Secretary Austin participated in a dignified transfer at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware on Sunday.
We met with the families of 13 fallen heroes in Afghanistan who lost their lives in the service of our country. And while we're praying for the best in Louisiana, let's keep them in our prayers as well.
Biden says the 13 U.S. service members who were killed were heroes, noting they were working to get others to safety when they died.
Since the Taliban took over Kabul and most of Afghanistan in America's power vacuum, gunfire from across the Afghan border killed two Pakistani soldiers Sunday. The Pakistani army said it retaliated and killed two or three attackers, a claim not verifiable because the tribal districts along the Afghan border are off limits with no exceptions. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Now that the embassy in Afghanistan has been evacuated, the Afghans that helped the United States during its 20-year war are pleading to get out or face execution by the Taliban. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
With days to go before the U.S.'s full withdrawal from Afghanistan, there are still thousands of Afghans trying to get out of the country before then. Senator Jody Ernst says that she supports offering more special immigration visas to Afghans who are properly vetted before arriving in the United States. The Iowa Republican tells Fox News that she's worried that the impending deadline will keep many of our Afghan allies from being able to leave.
They introduced legislation that would speed up the process for our special immigrant visas and allow more of those Afghans to come into the United States once they were properly vetted. That is important. We have been pushing on the State Department for months to get this done. They have drug their feet, and of course now we see the fall of Afghanistan and a very haphazard and hurriedly done withdrawal, which is turned into an emergency evacuation.
Hurricane Ida shut down more than 95% of the Gulf of Mexico's oil production. The Federal Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement confirmed the stop in oil production, with firms suspending 1.74 million barrels a day in oil production in the Gulf. Colonial Pipeline confirmed Sunday it had temporarily shut down two oil pipelines between Houston, Texas, and Greensboro, North Carolina, as a precaution due to the storm. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.